choosing my religion. It's normal in the US. You are going to listen to Reverend Ken Dimmick from Texas, talking about the role of religion for both individuals and society in the US. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences, 1 to 6, with the sentence endings, A to I. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the boxes provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you.
Religion plays an important role in American society, not as a government function, but because the ideals which created American society were religiously based. Many of the earliest settlers in the original British colonies came to North America because they sought the freedom to practice their own religion. Puritans in Massachusetts, Quakers in Pennsylvania, Roman Catholics in Maryland. All these were persecuted because they refused to worship according to the laws of their nation. In the American colonies, they sought freedom to worship according to their own preference. This way of thinking became very important after the colonies gained independence from Great Britain. The writers of the Constitution were mostly Christian humanists and deists. They realized that the people of the newly freed colonies represented many different religious traditions. Thus, they made sure that the Constitution would guarantee everyone the freedom to worship according to one's own conscience, or not at all, if that is his or her own choice. Today, Americans are still strong supporters of the freedom to worship according to one's own conscience. Religion is completely free from government influence or control. The government is forbidden by the Constitution to favor any one religion over another. All religions must be treated equally. The impact of religion on the daily life of an American can vary greatly, depending on the type of religion and the individual's needs. Some American religions are similar to the churches found in Europe, such as Roman Catholicism, Lutheranism, or Anglicanism. The familiar rituals and sacraments of the European churches can be found in America, but many Americans are members of religions which do not have European roots. Baptists, Mormons, Pentecostals, and many fundamentalist denominations have developed whole new ways of connecting religion and daily life without a sacramental basis. All of the Christian denominations, however, emphasize that Sunday is a day for worship. All across America on Sunday mornings, churches will be well attended for both worship services and Sunday school. Christian education, since it is not allowed in the government schools, is usually done as part of the Sunday morning activities of each church. Classes for all ages, including adults, are normal. Most classes concentrate on learning the Bible. Because there is such a wide variety, most people can find the church that suits their own beliefs and their personality. If a person is not happy with one church, he or she will look around and sample other churches until he or she finds the one that seems right. It is not unusual for a person to join several different churches while searching for the right one. When they find the right one, they enjoy going to church and attend much more often and participate actively in the church's activities. The churches in America provide a generally positive influence in American society, although some churches are seen in the media as being very extreme and narrow-minded, the vast majority of churches are places of compassion and community interest. With so much diversity in the churches in America, it can often be the case that different churches disagree on social and civic issues. Progressive churches are often in direct disagreement with more conservative churches. In politics, the liberal and traditionalist churches will often cancel out each other's influence. Individual Christians, however, seldom vote as a bloc, and thus are members of both Democrat and Republican political parties. Religion plays an important role in American society, not as a government function, but because the ideals which created American society were religiously based. Many of the earliest settlers in the original British colonies came to North America because they sought the freedom to practice their own religion. Puritans in Massachusetts, Quakers in Pennsylvania, Roman Catholics in Maryland. All these were persecuted because they refused to worship according to the laws of their nation. In the American colonies, they sought freedom to worship according to their own preference. This way of thinking became very important after the colonies gained independence from Great Britain. The writers of the Constitution were mostly Christian humanists and deists. They realized that the people of the newly freed colonies represented many different religious traditions. Thus, they made sure that the Constitution would guarantee everyone the freedom to worship according to one's own conscience, or not at all, if that is his or her own choice. Today, Americans are still strong supporters of the freedom to worship according to one's own conscience. Religion is completely free from government influence or control. The government is forbidden by the Constitution to favor any one religion over another. All religions must be treated equally. The impact of religion on the daily life of an American can vary greatly, depending on the type of religion and the individual's needs. Some American religions are similar to the churches found in Europe, such as Roman Catholicism, Lutheranism, or Anglicanism. The familiar rituals and sacraments of the European churches can be found in America, but many Americans are members of religions which do not have European roots. Baptists, Mormons, Pentecostals, and many fundamentalist denominations have developed whole new ways of connecting religion and daily life without a sacramental basis. All of the Christian denominations, however, emphasize that Sunday is a day for worship. All across America on Sunday mornings, churches will be well attended for both worship services and Sunday school. Christian education, since it is not allowed in the government schools, is usually done as part of the Sunday morning activities of each church. Classes for all ages, including adults, are normal. Most classes concentrate on learning the Bible. Because there is such a wide variety, most people can find the church that suits their own beliefs and their personality. If a person is not happy with one church, he or she will look around and sample other churches until he or she finds the one that seems right. It is not unusual for a person to join several different churches while searching for the right one. When they find the right one, they enjoy going to church and attend much more often and participate actively in the church's activities. The churches in America provide a generally positive influence in American society. Although some churches are seen in the media as being very extreme and narrow-minded, the vast majority of churches are places of compassion and community interest. With so much diversity in the churches in America, it can often be the case that different churches disagree on social and civic issues. Progressive churches are often in direct disagreement with more conservative churches. In politics, the liberal and traditionalist churches will often cancel out each other's influence. Individual Christians, however, seldom vote as a bloc, and thus are members of both Democrat and Republican political parties.